This program that we're going to be talking about today is based on someone that's always near and dear to everybody's heart, and that is Benjamin Franklin. But you may have a picture of him in your pocket. One of the things that you don't know about him is that he was actually the first self-made millionaire in the United States. And what he attributed all of his success to was a program that he put together when he was like 20 years old. And that program was based on the fact that you would take 13 topics, 13 skills that you wanted to improve on, and then take 1 week at a time and focus on one skill for that week, and forgetting everything else. And then on the second week, you would improve that second skill for the entire week. And then it would go through 13 weeks. And then what he actually did is he would start over again. And by doing it another time, going through it, and then by doing it another time, by the end of the year, he would have focused on improving that one skill for 4 weeks, 1 week at a time. So when you think about that as a scientific way to improve, because we just don't have time today. I mean, we're too busy with everything. We've got LinkedIn, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got email, we got all these things we always have to constantly be on top of. We've got cell phone service everywhere now. We've got satellite radio that we listen to, so there's just no time at all to focus on improving. Today, there's just no time for that. So this is really, really simple. All you have to do is focus on improving one thing for the week, and you only have to improve that one thing 4%. Now, anybody can do 4%. That's really a piece of cake. So if you improve your attitude the first week, 4%. The second week, a little, maybe earn the respect of your customers a little bit better, 4%. And then on and on. You will have 4% times 13 is 52% improvement in those 13 skills. And, you know, just almost automatically, just by paying attention to it, just by taking a business card, putting the word attitude on it, say, okay, this week I'm going to try to have just a little better attitude. So when some things happen, I'm not going to respond with anger or be negative. I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to try to overcome that feeling. So that's how the program works. And in the handout, you'll see that there's 13 chapters in the book. Now here's something about salespeople that I've discovered. They don't read. And I've got proof of this. See, I really enjoy old books. So I go into the old bookstores, and every time I'm traveling, I see an old bookstore, I can't help but pull in there. And I go back into the business section, and I look under sales and marketing, you know, to see what kind of gem I can find. And every book you ever pick up on sales, you open it up, and the first page, the first chapter, it's all highlighted, underlined, notes in the corner, and then the rest of the book is clean. So in other words, if you don't get in the first chapter, you're not going to get it, right? And now you're looking at that book in front of you and say, God, this is a 300-page book. What's this guy, crazy? Well, this book has 13 first chapters in it. So you don't have to read the whole book. As a matter of fact, you don't have to even read the book. Just take it with you as a reminder that, hey, this week I'm going to focus on improving one small little skill. And just by having it with you, you know, make you feel a little bit smarter. But you'll see in the handout there's the 13 topics. Now just think, if you could improve each one of those just 4%. Just 4%. We're not talking about a big change or a big event. Just a small and slight improvement. That will have a cumulative effect. And if you go through it one time, you can start over again and do it again. And you can start over again and do it again. And you can do it for the entire year. And as you had your district sales meetings, you know, you might discuss some of the topics and some of the things. And there's a little square there. So all you have to do in that little square is just write something in there, list one or two words saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do to improve my attitude 4%. I'm going to respond without anger when something goes wrong. Or I'm going to treat my customers every time I go in, I'm going to be a person they look forward to seeing because I got such a great attitude. You know, some little thing that you can practice and do. And if you can't think of anything, there's the chapter contents down there. So you can look down through and say, oh, maybe goal setting. What's the point? Maybe I'll take a look and look at that and see if that might help me a little bit. So with that in mind, we're gonna just quickly go through each one of these topics, and we're gonna zero in and see if we can come up with something that will work for us. Now here's another important thing. 75% of all the training that you have never gets implemented. So in other words, training has a 75% implementation failure rate. So here's what we're looking at here. This is 90 minutes. Now, this is about a 90-minute program. It normally takes a whole day. But since we would waste anything after 90 minutes, because it wouldn't get implemented, we're going to skip over all of that. So we're going to consolidate everything down, and I'm going to touch on each one of those 13 topics. Just give you a little bit of, maybe I'll paint a picture for you, to, you know, something to remember it by, and then we'll go forward from there.